she's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
City where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
The All-American Half-Pound. Pure beef sandwich.
patty, lettuce, tomato, or fish and wildlife.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes I am.
Plastic
strawberries.
A new mood is in the air in Springfield, as refreshing as a pre-moistened towelette. Folks are finally accepting their feelings and really communicating with no holding back. And this reporter thinks it's about f***ing time.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and sometimes educational radio. So, tonight, our theme is celebrating what's going on outside WMFO's Studio A. What's going on outside your home or your car or wherever you are listening to me right now? Tonight, our theme is spring has sprung, and we're celebrating what's finally the real arrival of spring in our Somerville, Medford, Boston area. Yes, all the trees and flowers are blooming, and that's what we've got as far as our songs for you this evening. We started off the show with, of course, a Japanese band, this being a Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, as opposed to a Tears of the Gods, where, well, we go deep and we always have a featured artist. We've got something of a featured artist for you this evening, but it's a Plastic Sushi and we're going to be doing the genre jumping. Tonight, well, it's a real sound collage because we've got remixed remixes of layers of sound. As longtime listeners might know, ever since I began doing these doing radio here on WMFO, way back in September of 2004, with each changing season, I've played the corresponding track from Wendy Carlos's brilliant 1972 album Sonic Seasonings, and that's what we're going to be doing this evening with Spring, but what I'm actually going to play for you is a remix of that using a Chuck U WMBR mix as a bass. And then as far as audio clips go this evening, we're going to be hearing excerpts from a lecture that my biggest intellectual idol, Tufts professor Daniel Dennett, gave at Harvard on religion. Actually, it was on his book, Breaking the Spell, Religion as a Natural Phenomena. And then we're going to hear some thoughts on the nature of science and reflections on working on the atomic bomb project by the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, who is another one of my big intellectual idols, and his 100th birthday is next week, next Friday, May 11th. And then we're also going to be hearing bits and pieces of a story by longtime, 23-year WMFO DJ Hank Fonts from the Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz Archives. And let me emphatically disclaim that the views and opinions expressed on our show are those of the participants and don't necessarily reflect those of WMFO, the trustees of Tufts, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. And, well, it's quite a mix of songs this evening. We'll be hearing from Vern Williams, Jill Scott, Astrud Gilberto, Vangelis, the Armenian Duduk player Jivan Gasparian, and some Ultra Lounge. But this being a plastic sushi, we're going to start off the next set with a Japanese band. They're a kind of jazz band, Gantiti. And this is a song called Undecorated Spring. And here's some Richard Feynman.
nature is there, and she's going to come out the way she is. And therefore, when we go to investigate it, we shouldn't pre-decide what it is we're trying to do, except to find out more about it.
An association a while back with a 17-year-old Mandingo tribeswoman.
Here at Laughing Pines, where the party never ends, there's a spicy new attraction on the fun way. You can scan yourself for traces of old heartaches, the
hero whisper. Anastasia Crist. I am 22 years old.
She'd keep asking questions like that, and then hiking her dress up to the ceiling. So after a while, I said, what do you want?
Once more, I must leave you, little Annie. We must part at the end of the lane. But you promised me, little Annie, you'd be waiting when the springtime comes again.
Tribeswoman. She'd be driving along somewhere. She said, why do men like to fondle women's breasts? She'd keep asking questions like that, then hiking her dress up to the ceiling. So after a while, I said, what do you want?
When the sun shines down on the mountain, and the wild sheep are wandering all alone. When the birds and the bees are humming, I'll be waiting when the springtime.
God and show business too. Is God and show business too.
Without a second thought, he'd suck you in.
Blood moves like a decoration. I got a crime for all season.
Without a second thought, he'd suck you in.
I wish you'd tell me what we're talking about.
You're not so big.
Lieutenant, to convince you.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and sometimes Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening, spring has sprung, both outside and here inside WMFO's Studio A. Yes, that's our theme. We began with the Japanese jazz duo Gantiti and Undecorated Spring, and mixed in a couple of words there from Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman. We'll be hearing more extensively from him later. And then Donald Fagen, Half a Steely Dan, Springtime from his Kama Kariad album. Then Jack Fascinato with Spring Sprang Sprung from Ultra Lounge Volume 4, Bachelor Pad Royale. And in there, I mixed in one of the clips from Professor Dan Dennett's talk at Harvard in 2009 on his book, Breaking the Spell, Religion as a Natural Phenomena. And in there, he was talking about a parasite, a type of fluke, actually, that needs to get into a cow's digestive system in order to reproduce. So what does it do? It infects the brain of an ant, and it makes the ant, compels the ant to climb to the top of a blade of grass where it waits there to get eaten by a cow. And then later on, he talks about another kind of parasite that actually infects rats and mice. And, well, parasites are very devious, you know. So these parasites that get into a rat and a mouse, it needs to get into the stomach of a cat in order to complete its reproductive cycle. So when it's in those creatures, it gets into their brain and it changes the way that they react with their environment. Actually, they end up losing their fear. It turns them into a mighty mouse, showing no fear, even if there's a big bad cat around. And, well, in the end, that's not such a good idea, because it makes the mouse or rat a lot more likely to get eaten by a cat, which is the idea as far as the parasite's concerned. And this same parasite actually can also affect humans, with particularly bad effects on pregnant women. And that's actually the, yes. And, well, it's just fascinating the way parasites get into creatures and make them, exploit them for the parasite's benefit. So, this weekend, there's a rather cool event going on all over Somerville. It's Somerville Open Studios. In fact, it's going on right now, because there's a special sneak preview at some of the studios. Up until, well, like 9 p.m. tonight. But the big deal for it is tomorrow and Sunday, because, you know, there's over 350 artists in Somerville that are taking place, that are presenting their work this weekend. And there's going to be free trolleys that are going to go and loop all around the city, where you can just jump on and they'll take you to some artist site and then jump off and then jump back on to go to another artist site. So if you want more information, there's a website, SomervilleOpenStudios.org, and it's got all the information that you'll need right there. This has been a public service message from SomervilleOpenStudios.org and all your local art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, the next piece that I'm going to play for you is a remix of Wendy Carlos's spring piece, her epic ambient masterpiece from 1972's double LP, long playing vinyl album, Sonic Seasonings. But also mixed in here, so years ago, Chuck Yu was playing this on WMBR, and he was having some fun mixing up some Leonard Cohen and Turn on the Sunlight and the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And I was going to do my spring show next, so I grabbed that from the WMBR archives, and then I mixed in some Vangelis, his Soil Festivities Movements 2 and 3. And we're currently here in Vangelis's Soil Festivities Movement 2. We're going to end my mix with the Movement 3. But yeah, some Leonard Cohen, Big Sur Foghorn, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and more in this next set. Here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, this is Freeform Radio. It really is freeform. Crazy stuff. Thank you.
Mercy on me, baby. is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.